Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
KENT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After.
That's the Plowhawk's message to the audience who complained about the skeleton.
I also forgot that we needed return music since it's like the quickest thing I could find.
So the listeners drove you away by complaining?
The skeleton.
Hell no.
The skeleton.
Hell no. The skeleton wasn't something that was going to keep me from staying, if that was the thing. But okay. The skeleton wasn't one that, nothing made me leave. I wasn't looking to leave, Doug. That's the best part about it. Wasn't, you know, forcing myself into a situation I didn't want to be in. I just wasn't looking.
So you were sending resumes everywhere to get out.
I mean, my Gmail was just on fire with how many I was, you know, uploading.
You were wearing out Indeed.com.
No. I love it. Like I said, three more shows. Not the last show. We still have three amazing 9 hours of program still left and an amazing golf tournament on Sunday.
That's right.
So far from over, Doug.
Right.
Okay.
Going out with a bang at the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. But what if you win the thing now?
That'd be fun. That momentum. Then I'd know everybody bowing down.
Then you'd come back here because you'd have all that money.
You don't
need a new job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I might buy Hubbard after that win.
That's how I would imagine that what you could do. With $2,500, you could acquire Hubbard.
It'd be like the end of the movie. You'd be carried off on people's shoulders with holding the trophy, and that'd be it. Like
that would be
fade to
Rudy.
The sunset.
Francis, we met. Now, for what you got to pay to play golf, you got to win the thing to break even.
That is true.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can email in for your tributes to the Plowhawk the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Forever Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. It is the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. Time is really off today. Yeah. Well, you know, we get going with Ed Herman, and we got the Plowhawk's announcement. I mean, you know, Doug, what are you going to do? But tell people about Schaefer Door Company, the 9 o'clock hour sponsor. That's what we ought to do.
Well, they're the people that are going to take care of any problem you have with your garage door. Those things come up every now and then. Something about garage doors. They tend to go out every now and then. And if they go out on the weekend, mister, you've got trouble. You might not be able to get your car in and out. Well, Schaefer Door Company has a Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. Monday morning, you give them a call. They are right out there to get you taken care of.
Do it.
Because garage door problems, I mean, you got big problems. They service big commercial doors, too. If you're on a business or warehouse with those big, tall doors, Schaefer's experienced in those types of jobs. They'll get you taken care of. The business has multiple family members working there, big enough to get any kind of a job done, small enough to handle any kind of small little problem that you might have also. The service techs are not commission-based. If all you need is a little tweaking here and there, that's all that they're going to do. They're not going to try to sell you the whole new door. That's not how they roll at Schaefer Door Company. They want to make sure your door rolls perfectly. Schaefer Door, let me spell it for you. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. That is Schaefer, Schaefer Door, and their website is schaeferdoor.com. I'll give you the phone number to call or text also. 636-782-3608. You weren't ready to write it down.
No, you weren't.
Here it is again. 636-782-3608. Any kind of garage door problem you have, The Schaefer Door people are there to help you out with it. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer.
Do you want to support the EDF Group as a sponsor of TMA? It's real simple. Do you have a fire extinguisher rework? The answer is yes, you certainly do. So please email the EDF Group at fire@theedfgroup.com so a technician can come out and explain to your team how the EDF Group can save your company money. Again, that email address is fire@theedfgroup.com. The EDF Group is HIDE and will prevent your facility from HIDE fires. Experience the EDF Group difference. Learn more at theedfgroup.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Sup, girls? It's a sad day hearing that the Plowboy is moving on to bigger things and leaving us dirty boys all horned up. In realness, though, best of luck to you. You've made this show always entertaining and full of hot takes. You held Mo Tai accountable and even did stand-up. You're special, baby. Love you, kid. Love you too, Iggy. You're a sweetheart. Me? I'm just horny. Get it, got it, flock it.
Oh.
Flocky the Smurf.
Flocky the Smurf.
How about that?
Nice sentiment.
Emotional.
Let's see. Plowboy, you came out of nowhere with your voice as pure as Parliament's and your takes as hot as fish cooked in a microwave. You've made us laugh, you've made us smile, but most importantly, you made us think. Like, is this guy for real? And we never know, and now we never will. You've gone from board op to best friend, and I'll cherish you, boy, till the end of time. Three cheers for the wispy, nipped-haired, Bill Russell overrated, Robbie Fabry pube-selling plowboy, yours in love, Cucky.
Oh, one of my true friends. Cucky. One of my groomsmen, by the way.
Oh, is that right? He's a groomsman?
Oh, yeah, he is.
How about that?
Come on. What up, Cuck?
Cucky the dwarf.
Plowsy derailed my email with his irresponsible decision to leave HD2 and enter the real world that exists outside the latrine closet. It is a harsh, cruel world, but it seems like the listeners have done the best to prepare him for it. But when I am heading out to my Tuesday afternoon bowling appointment with Mark Baker in San Jose, does anyone want me to swing by Brooklyn for some sheets? No? Okay, but this segment should still be named after a random friend of Iggy's because she will get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
I forgot about that line. You should name the segment so I can send it to her.
Yes, even it does nothing to bring in listeners or make money for the dais. It was meant to be a kind gesture for a few bright, shiny seconds until Mr. Strode followed up by saying that perhaps people would think she was a porn star. Thanks, that's Shooter McGavin, the vice president of St. Louis Oatmeal Pie Conglomerate, has some serious concerns with Plowsy headed into the real world. Doug, Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin.
And Young. Big news for Muffin Man Strode. Pitbull and his Party After Dark tour will be coming to Hollywood Casino Amphitheater with special guest T-Pain on September 22nd.
I know Learn told me that at the break.
How about that, Doug?
Okay. Got Learn in at 8 or 9:53. That's pretty late.
Just in time.
Pre-sale tickets Thursday. Full shebang on Friday. Have a Lonnie pass? Well, you're in luck because this show is included. Thanks, and stay tuned for an NFL draft update. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin. Hey, congrats for making it this far. As a reward, here's a draft nugget. The draft begins Thursday and is being hosted in Detroit. Mark it down, folks. Brian Henshin with kind of a little Adam Schefter.
Brian Henshin, Colts beat reporter.
Congratulations to Darren on doing something most of us can only dream of. Leaving the business on his own terms. Truly a remarkable and laudable accomplishment. But this email is actually about the first time Doug tickled my hole.
Oh.
Was it a baseball game? And also, this is Henshin again. Thanks. And Anyang.
Darn it.
Number one Asian intern, Brian Henshin. I'll be reaching out to Atkins Camp about setting up a special Whisper collab once he gets settled in. Atkins Camp.
Whisper collab.
What's that mean?
I like that.
Just an ASMR Whisper team.
Oh.
Here's a little breakdown of what my ride to work was like today. From 7:07 to 7:12, I was force-fed irrelevant NBA talk led by the president of the Sleepless in Seattle fan club, who was apparently too busy daydreaming about the Lakers to make sure YouTube was working. Get your head in the game, Burkett! From 7:12 to 7:13, listeners were gifted a brief Cardinal tease for less than 30 seconds before the train officially jumped off the track so you guys could get to the bottom of the YouTube debacle. Naturally, there was 11 full minutes of California bowling coach talk. And if memory serves, someone named Pissy Merkin was mentioned. Caller Buzz tried to redirect the conversation to a clearly fabricated story about lesbian moms before Tim shared an update on his wounded finger as a desperate attempt to right the ship. Ultimately, I had to tap out when Iggy started incoherently rambling about the time King Henry VIII fell off his horse over 500 years ago. Gorman crushed a walk-off homer last night, but you guys are trying to determine when Galileo was alive. Why do I listen to this crap? Somehow, the Joan of Arc discussion was more relevant than the NBA drivel. Pro tip, the New York Knicks are never the lead story around these parts, pal. Some people have called TMA the stupidest show in St. Louis. Anyone who truly believes that is wrong, because TMA is not the dumbest show in St. Louis. It's the dumbest show in the entire world. That's from the JV golf coach.
That's from the JV golf coach.
And finally, Sadie Hawkins, Doug. The Cardinals ended their home run drought and losing streak when Nolan Gorman hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth. LeBron and the Lakers blew a 20-point lead to the Nuggets in a wild finish, capped by a Jamal Murray buzzer beater. Jackson was asleep at the YouTube wheel, causing the audience to miss 4 minutes of NBA talk, but he ain't sweating it as he sings California Love. Missy Parkin is a bowling coach in California with a nice smile that Iggy would like to bang. But I think the lead is that King Henry VIII was 1 year old when he discovered America in the 15th century. Is that a new report? Mm-hmm. What do you mean that's not accurate? I masturbated to the nudity on the Tudors for 4 years straight. I think I know what I'm talking about. Ours is the type of presentation where a fast food delivery driver who finishes in the dark, who fishes in the dark with his wife, instead of having intercourse proper and once teased a bisexual doctor for Morgan Whalen tickets, feels free to drop in at any time and regale us with more tales of lesbians who left their husbands and set their husband up with another girl, but now want to get back with their husband, but he's too busy tapping that new ass to care. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. That's from Buck Swope.
That's from Buck Swope.
For the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, the question is what you got.
Well, I thought Buck Swope had a darn good email. But on the day when Plowsy announces that he's leaving, I think his groomsman, Cucky the Dwarf, deserves my vote. Cucky the Dwarf.
I was thinking that way, but there was like five emails about Plowsy leaving and good thoughts, and I can't really pick one because they were all very touching. So it's between Shooter McGavin and Swope. I'm going to go with Swope.
I'm going with Cucky the Dwarf. I think he summed up a lot of the thoughts of many in the audience today. And I enjoyed a lot of the other
I think I would have went Swope, but I like the oatmeal cream pie salesman as well. That one was a good one.
The oatmeal cream Cucky. Pie. What was? I don't even follow the. What was that? Did we talk about that earlier?
I think IHOP's got that going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oatmeal cookie oat creamer. The silk oatmeal cookie oat creamer.
I was like, what in the. Okay, that's.
It's an amazing thing. It really does work that way. It happened on Friday. Where somebody came up and started saying something from the show that morning, and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what to say. Well, Jackson and I don't know what to say, and that's why we're going to go down the hallway and deal with it. Balloon party coming your way. Doug, Jackson's going to tell you what we got coming up. Here it is.
What is it, Jackson?
Well, Piddle's Tuesday topics.
What sort of topics?
Oh, Cardinals, NHL playoffs. I have a really fun situational baseball question I want to ask. It came to me last night. And I think it'll be an interesting conversation.
Could we have a little teaser
now? Yeah, a little teaser. Get better at teasing.
It's a long intro, and we have about 30 seconds. So.
Right. Why don't you go into depth on Missy Parkin?
I need a reminder of whomst that is.
You like
don't
that?
Say
whomst?
No, don't like say that. Whomst.
I like that.
She's a bowler.
Okay. Oh, the bulldog.
The one I wanted you to name segment one after.
There ain't no way, brother, that we're going from 10 to 11 without somehow a Knicks-Sixers talk or a Lakers-Nuggets talk. I'm promising that.
Okay.
And they will not be happy about it.
Well, they can deal with it.
Rory's going back to the advisory board.
Rory McIlroy? Replacing the Weber kettle.
Yeah.
Doug, okay.
We got that coming up.
That's a boring topic. Advisory board members. Well, don't talk about that.
Big decisions coming up.
Yes, it is not.
Time for us to go. Plowhawk, three more shows to go.
Not the end yet, boy.
That's right.
Not the end.
For the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.